you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of The SDR Show. Today, joining Ralph Sutton and guest co-host James Mattern, we have of country music fame and a singer of songs such as Puss in Boots, Redneck Shit, and I Like Smoking Pot. It is the one and only Wheeler Walker Jr. This is a really, really fun interview. And we even find out about a possible collaboration between Wheeler Walker Jr. and Nickelback. It's a really good time. Know that you guys can check out the SDR show every single Wednesday and Saturday live at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code SDR. You will get a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the SDR show that we've ever done, as well as every episode of every show on all of Gas Digital Network. Also, check out podcastmerch.com. We have a brand new t-shirt and hoodie in the store with a retro cassette tape. That is really cool. I ordered mine and it's on its way. So check that out as well. And here it is right now, the Wheeler Walker Jr. episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. Off air, I just told James to shut up.
Yeah, which is what he's been wanting to do for goddamn 2+ years. Do not.
I said it too.
Yeah. Wheeler said it as well. Let's just jump right into it. James is with me, of course, James Mattern. Thank you so much, as always, Shannon. Producing the show. Rare that we can say a true national treasure, a country legend, a guy who topped the iTunes country charts at one point, and he is just a fucking... A guy that had been asked to be on the show by, I'd say, at least 2 or 3 dozen fans had hit out and said, how has Wheeler Walker Jr. not been on the SDR show? We are Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. His new album, Sex, Drugs, and Country Music, which I guess we are SDR. He's SDCM, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's Wheeler Walker Jr. How are you?
SDC. Yeah, that's, I mean, why haven't I done the show before? Because you're in fucking New York City and that city's too big for me. And now that you got this new technology, I'll do your show any day you want, man.
So is it, let's start with that. Is it, you know, the story, the legend of Wheeler Walker Jr., by the way, that apparently your album that was released in 2001, that was called No Love for the City, that featured you giving a thumbs down to New York City, came out on 9/11. What an unfortunate set of circumstances. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the only part you have wrong is that because of that photo, they didn't release the record. So it never got released.
It never came out. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I had an album ready to go with me in front of the Twin Towers, my thumbs down, because I don't like New York City.
Right.
And then I'm not saying I like what happened. I'm just saying it's not my thing.
By no means was it a commentary on 9/11. It was a commentary.
It was before and it's just bad timing. And, you know, I'm a country boy. I like small towns, you know?
Right.
They got to stop fucking turning Nashville into fucking LA, New York City.
Well, ever since I think it's a Jack White moved down there, it became like the epicenter of where cool people want to go right now. Right.
Yeah. There's too much. You know what? There's too much like good looking dudes and buff, like frosted tips and shit. They need to go fuck.
You're gonna make Shannon move to Nashville when you say things like that.
Go back to fucking LA. You know, it's becoming too LA.
Is that where you live right now? You live in Nashville right now?
Yeah, I go in and out. I mean, I like to live a little outside of it, but you know, it's close to Nashville.
Okay, so now you say that you hate New York City.
You know what? That's harsh. I don't hate it. It's just it's too many. I just didn't grow up with big buildings and all that many people.
City living disagrees with you.
Yeah, that's perfectly put.
When was the last time you were in New York City? I mean, you were there for the photo. So when was the last time you were there?
Oh, God. I did. Because occasionally I have to go there for press. I want to say I did Stern on my last album. I haven't done an album in 4 years. So
right.
Maybe 4 years ago, I might have sucked it up to do like the Stern or something. I don't know.
So now, correct me again. I always say this. I try and do research, and sometimes you're wrong, whatever. But so that album never came out in 2001, and you were kind of like preemptively canceled from the world of country for quite a long time until your first album came out, Redneck Shit. That was a long time between 2001 and the release of that album. Was that that the world wasn't ready for you, or like what was the reasoning that there was a, I don't know what that is, an 8 year delay before that first record came out?
Well, it was, I think you're right. I think I kind of was the first guy to get canceled. And then, you know, put out, it was finally, I felt like it was time to put out my music the way I like to do it, was just with fucking shit and pussy and tits in it.
Right.
And it was time and people dug it and it went top 10, blah, blah, blah. And now here we are back again. And you do know, I got a website, cancelwheeler.com, where you can pre-cancel me before you even hear the record.
And there's actually the hashtag of Cancel Wheeler. I've seen some demonstrations around the world related to it. So,
oh my God, they're all over the place. Ukraine, they're fucking.
Yeah, Ukraine. Really, I think that if I've seen, they've been protesting about it in Ukraine. It's pretty wild. Yeah. So, do you feel
That's the biggest story out of there right now, right?
Right. I mean, that's really what people are talking about more than anything else.
Yeah.
But the question is this: is that do you feel that there was a time where fuck shit, piss, country rock, country music was accepted and it dissipated over the years? Or do you think that you would have been considered adversarial even back in the day when there was quote unquote cool country like Johnny Cash?
Well, country's never really been ready for what I do, which is, you know, my first hit, which just can, I'm going to give myself a big shout out. My first hit, Fuck You Bitch, just went gold.
Okay.
So I have a gold record.
Congrats, my friend.
And it was written about record. Your mom, or who was written about that?
It was written about my grandma. No, okay. It was written about a girl. So I don't think there was a time really in country music where a song like Fuck You Bitch was really like well accepted, but fans dug it. And they and now I got a gold record.
Right.
You don't think George Jones was going to get you, was going to do a cover version of that back in the day?
Yeah, he passed away. He recorded it, but then he passed away and they couldn't get the rights.
And by the way, I know I don't want to embarrass you, but quoting some of your lyrics, the newest song is called Fucked by a Country Boy. And I thought the lines, like, which is it's modern day poetry. I licked by a hick and rash from trailer trash, I think is the line. I might be forgetting one syllable or two there.
If you've let me do it. If you've never been licked by a hick with a hillbilly dick or got a rash on your snatch from some trailer trash, then girl, you need to get fucked by a country boy.
Yeah, I mean it is beautiful. But
even when I say it, it does sound like what's his name? E. Cummings, you know?
It does.
Robert
it
Frost.
There's a coming there somewhere for sure. But the question is, obviously, when you write these songs, you know they're not getting played on radio anymore. That's a given.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thing with this whole cancel shit, is I always, and this is my lesson to the fans listening, to people wanting to get into this shit. I own my masters. I pay for my records. I got no boss. I do your podcast because I know you're an independent podcasting. I check who I talk to. Mm-hmm. I don't do no fucking corporate media. I don't do corporate shit. I do podcasts. I'll do your fucking YouTube channel. Maybe I'll maybe do an interview on radio if you're a cool dude, but I just, you know, I don't deal with, I do it my way. Yeah. I can't be canceled because I own my, what are you going to cancel? I'm the boss. I own it. You know, so
I saw you on TMZ though. That's somewhat mainstream.
Well, that's because you know what? You can't stop TMZ though. They come to get you.
Yeah, you were being interviewed.
Yeah. Well, but that was before cancel shit. Everyone has a dream to be on TMZ.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. You said in some interview that your wife has been the inspiration for a lot of your lyrics. Could you elaborate on which song specifically were motivated by your wife?
Well, let me think about that. I mean, I think Still Ain't Sick of Fucking You from my last record, you know, was like, beautiful. I never thought that's something I would say. And it does sound so beautiful. And I know it's very romantic just to even say the title.
Yeah.
And, you know, All the Pussy You Will Slay, the song I wrote to my son.
Probably my favorite, to be quite honest, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you. there's a lot of, it's, I mean, people get the wrong idea. They think it's just badass, you know, outlaw shit. This is sensitive shit, you know, fucked by a country boy. How much more sensitive, heartwarming shit can you get?
I mean, you're putting your heart on your sleeve right there. It feels
100%.
Not much more sensitive. Not much more sensitive.
Let me ask you this, because you are such a pinnacle country artist. Have you been hit up to do collaborations and work with other people? Maybe not in country, but outside of country, or a rap star or anything like that. I know there are a lot of people that are fans of your music that aren't into country. Have you done that or entertained that idea?
The answer is what you would probably expect. The artist reaches out and I go, that could be interesting. And I think about it. And then the artist label finds out about it and calls up and says, this shit ain't happening. I go, I didn't even say yes. So I kind of, after that shit, I stopped taking those calls, you know.
What collaborations did the record company squash? What dream mashups?
Well, none of them were dreams. They were just a couple were like kind of more mainstream country people that probably wouldn't have done anyway. But then I don't like people asking me something. And while they're waiting for the answer going, never mind, the label says no. Fuck you. I didn't want to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. They say, hey, can
so
we
after
do this?
That, I just kind of stopped. Like, people, I want to collaborate. Fuck you, you know, unless you're like, you know, unless, like I said, unless you're like me and you own your label, I ain't got time to hear what Sony thinks about my cursing, you know.
But it would be cool to see you do something completely out of country, like to
yeah, I was trying. So I heard something about Nickelback wanting to do a song, and this is not made up. Mm-hmm. And I so I wrote a song called Fuck Nickelback featuring Nickelback. And I sent it to him. And if you know the guy, I'd never heard back. So I wanted to duet with Nickelback on a song about how much they suck.
This I have is to terrific. Ask a question, though. Did you just hear that they wanted to collaborate with you, so you wrote that song and sent it to them? Or did they reach out and you wrote that song and sent it to
them?
They
reached out to someone I knew and said they were open to it. So I wrote a song called Fuck Nickelback, and I'm just gonna throw out that I guess it probably scared them off. But
oh, too bad. That would have been, if they fucking had a sense of humor.
But I thought it'd be great for them. That's what I said.
It would have been great. God damn it, that would have been fucking great.
You wrote
great.
What everyone was thinking for decades.
Yeah, but at the time I was like, thought it'd be fun, and now I think, but now I really mean it. Now I might record it anyway.
You should. That's fucking brilliant. I know. You've come out again.
I might record it with Limp Bizkit. No.
I mean, that'd be fucking brilliant. By the way, it bothers me because you would like to think that Chad, they have one of the most best-selling albums of all time, Nickelback. You know, they sold more records than I think any other rock band ever.
And that's my thing. What do you got to lose now,
yeah,
man?
Who gives a fuck? You know, and they put it out when making an album could sell millions and you could make millions. You know, so why not fucking have a little sense of humor? It's weird that they wouldn't.
You know why? Because everybody always wants more, especially if you're Nickelback and you're a fucking pussy, you know?
God damn it. It really bothers me now. That really upsets me.
I mean, did you look at those guys? They not look like the biggest pussies on earth?
But didn't he marry, what's her name? He married, Chad Kroeger married that fucking, what's her name? The fucking little, I'm a punk girl. What the fuck is her name? God damn it. Avril Lavigne. Didn't they get married for a few
years?
Wait
a second. You're reasoning that he's not a pussy? Is he married Avril Lavigne?
No, my reasoning is that he's not. He at least was cool enough to bang Avril Lavigne when she was young and hot.
Wait, she went from the Sum 41 dude to the Nickelback dude?
I
she
think
has
they
the
were
worst
fucking
taste
married. I think
and
they were married
motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
I could be wrong. I think they were married.
You're out of my
What's
element
next,
now.
The bass player Creed? Where does she go from there? Jesus Christ.
I've only done one episode of TMZ. I don't know all this shit.
So, I mean, the other thing is this that I find fascinating, which you don't really hear a lot. Country music, unlike, I think, rock and rap, generally, they're a pretty tight-knit community, right, where they don't really talk shit about each other too much, right? Mm-hmm. But you have been pretty open about your dislike for, say, Garth Brooks, or I've heard you given a somewhat interesting take on the new Florida Georgia Line EP from last year or something like that.
Yeah, no, what it was the Country Music Hall of Fame has a Florida Georgia Line exhibit, and I just wasn't going to take that line down, so I went down to the Country Music Hall of Fame and I picketed it, and they were going to call the cops. And I got it all on video, me getting kicked out of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Someone like me shouldn't be kicked out of the Country Music Hall of Fame. They should be building me a fucking statue.
Right, I agree with that. But my question is, a couple of them. One, have you ever heard directly from any of these country stars like Garth Brooks or Florida Georgia Line directly to you?
I have not, but I've heard through the grapevine to, you know, quote unquote, knock it off. And I said, well, what do you, you know, that don't stop me. You know, I hear friends who, you know, buddies, I heard this guy wants to kick your ass. I'm like, well, tell him to stop sucking. I'll say nice things.
Well, then that leads me to a question. Like, are there country artists or even let's just say current musical artists that you respect?
That's kind of where my new, I don't want it to sound like a plug, but you know, my new album's Sex, Drugs, and Country Music. I'm kind of more into the rock vibe right now. You know, I still think that's why I call it Sex, Drugs, and Country Music, because I could out party in these motherfuckers, but you know, I'm more into like, you know, there's not that there's any good new rock and roll either, but like, I'm kind of more into like, listen, I've been cranking all that old Zeppelin and Hendrix and, you know, all that shit that I grew up on, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, you know, I'm kind of in more that vibe in my head right now. Mm-hmm. So I just don't, I've kind of stopped listening to this country shit. And you have an else, do you mind if I keep talking? Am I talking too much?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. Okay. I've learned this. I listen to this new country and it's shit. And then I start listening to the new rock and it's shit. And so the other day I was like, I wonder if there's some new hip hop. And I started like, is there anything cool new hip hop? I mean, I just searching around on my fucking phone. I'm looking for something I was like, I need something that sounds like Run DMC because they're my favorite hip hop artists. Mm-hmm. And then here's how dumb I am. It hit me. If I want something that sounds like Run DMC, why don't I just listen to fucking Run DMC? Same thing with why am I searching for an artist, a new rock artist sounds like Zeppelin. I got fucking Zeppelin. Why am I looking for a country artist sounds like Waylon? Just listen to fucking Waylon. All the new shit, this new TikTok bullshit sucks. Listen to the old shit.
Well, my, if I'm playing devil's advocate to that statement, then you would never exist as an artist because people would have been stuck listening to fucking Waylon and everybody else back then.
I'm different because I'm the only I'm the only artist today that's actually good.
Well, fair enough. But on a
serious note, any new bands, any new artists that I should be listening to that I need to check out?
You know, it depends on the genre that we're discussing. Like James, is there one or two that you happen to love?
I like Lil Cut Connie. I just got into them from Philly. Really great.
What kind horrible of music name is that?
The name's a little much. I'm gonna be honest. Name. They're kind of rock with they got a little shades of some country singer songwriter shit. It's good, dudes. Elton John is a fan.
I don't know. Hold on,
in concerts.
Hold on.
Let me. I'm gonna ask you about one that they're not even that new anymore. They're probably 10 years old, but I thought they were an interesting bridge of almost Elvis.
Give me their name.
Lil Cut Connie. Revolution Rock and Roll. That's on the
anyone tell me about a name of an artist that doesn't suck, I like to write it down.
I want to know what maybe you know these guys or not, because I think for modern heavier rock, I think they're 10 years old now, but they're still pretty fucking cool, is Volbeat. Do you like Volbeat?
They're good.
I don't know. Are they good? I'll write that down.
Yeah, I think they sound like if Elvis and metal decided to get together. It's kind of an interesting...
Like, I'll tell you a new rock band, I mean, newish rock band that I dig a lot, and I've met them a couple of times. Band Rival Sons, you know them?
Yeah, they're great. I love Rival Sons. I think
they fucking rock. You know, I mean, they've got kind of that Zeppelin thing. To me, they rock, and, you know, there's always going to be a couple guys.
I think Joyous Wolf is very good. If you've never heard Joyous Wolf, they're excellent.
Joyous Wolf, Sword. Never heard of them.
Yeah, Joyous Wolf is great. Yeah, they're a really cool band. They're
I think
newer
you would
band.
Love The Sword. You
The
would
Sword love is also awesome, but Sword. Don't. But make sure you're listening to The Sword and not Sword.
Yeah, that's
Sword
an issue.
Is an old metal band, so you don't want them. You want The Sword.
The Sword. The Hold only on, real
the,
Sword.
The Sword is like regular metal or
no? They're
rock
a rock band. They're like a hard rock band. Joyous Wolf, I would put in the same category as Rival Sons.
Cool. I'll check all three of those bands.
Yeah. I. What was the one? What was your goofy named band?
Lil Cut Connie. The song Revolution Rock and Roll. I might have listened to 50 times in a row after leaving a girl's house last week.
Oh, really? I just hate the name of that band. My God.
It's not
that's a bad name.
It's a lot going on, but they make up for it.
All right. Before we go any further, God, we love these guys. You know them well. It is Yo Kratom. You know Shannon. She's addicted to the Trainwreck Yo Kratom, available exclusively at YoKratom.com. It's a mix of about, I think, 10 or 11 strains of Kratom. That makes her happy. It makes her be able to tolerate me. So you'd think on that reason alone, you should probably go check out YoKratom.com and get that $60 kilo. an unheard of price. $60 for a kilo. Elsewhere, $120, $180, $400 maybe? I don't know. But at YoKratom.com, it's the home of the $60 kilo. No more wondering how long that kratom's been sitting at the gas station at the bodega. No more paying idiotic prices. High quality curated kratom. Wholesale prices direct to you at YoKratom.com. The $60 kilo is your answer to all your kratom needs. So once again, go to YoKratom.com. Stock up on those $60 kilos of kratom. All right, let's get back into it. Let me ask you this, Wheeler Walker Jr. You don't mind if I use the full name. What you do that I've never seen another artist do, and I'm curious where you, if you came up with this idea or you stole it from someone or what, which I found fascinating, is with each release on Spotify, you do a full commentary of your album as a secondary release. Where did that come from? Because I've never seen that before.
Right.
Well, the first album I got, because, and I, nothing against this podcast, of course, I got so many, no one had heard anything like what I'd done on that first record on Redneck Shit. And I kept getting so many fucking press offers. What's this song about? What's that song about? Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of driving me a little mad. It was before you could do it on Zoom, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know what? Stop asking me to explain the songs. I'll just record it and put it up on streaming, and, you know, and then have them pay me an eighth of a tenth of a cent per explanation.
That's fair enough. Eventually, that. And also, one of the other songs on the new record is, I think it's the newest release. Is it called "God Told Me to Fuck You"?
Yeah, that'll be coming out, and I don't know when, in a few weeks. But so that some songs are about me, and some songs I hear are buddies of mine telling me stories, and I've had a few of those, and. That song was a buddy of mine. I remember growing up, he was trying to fuck a real religious girl. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I'm very religious. I can't do it. You know, he goes, do you mind? She's like, you know, let's pray on it. And so he went home and he's like, he started using his fuck brain. You know, he comes back the next day. He goes, so I prayed on it, like you said, and God told me to fuck you. Yeah, and you're not gonna. And here's the kicker, which is not in the song, but they're married.
Now they're married.
They're married. Yeah.
So that worked.
So I was like, he told me that story. I was like, that's a fucking country song right there.
That is. That's a great one. It's not although nowadays it doesn't matter. The funny thing is, in a way, that unfortunate incident in 2001 worked to your benefit because there now radio doesn't matter. Radio play doesn't matter. In 2001, radio play mattered. So by you getting delayed 12 years allowed for the internet to come out and be more prominent.
Exactly. None of this shit matters. Only thing that matters is, I was going to say the one thing that matters is being good, but most of the shit sucks anyway. So maybe that doesn't even matter.
Well, no, I think that the one thing that matters is that you can now reach anybody independently. Like you said, your songs would not be able to say what they say now in 2001.
Totally. Yeah. And labels come to me, you know, because I do pretty well. They come to me like, we want to sign you to a record deal. I was like, you're going to take a piece of my albums for what? Helping me upload it to Spotify? What do you have a better internet connection than me?
Yeah, get it done a little bit faster.
Listen, I do this because I don't want a fucking boss. If I sign with your fucking shitty label that's got Adele or whatever that shit is. By the way, that's another shit. I just found out I got a bunch of trouble about Adele.
Was it because you told her to get fat again because she's boring now?
I didn't tell her to do that.
Yes, you did.
I said that since she... I like big women, okay? Like big women.
Nothing Shannon, to apologize. Just kidding.
Nothing to apologize for, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I said since she lost the weight, she's gotten real fucking boring, and probably she's boring because she's fucking hungry. And I listened to that new record, and you know what that sounds like? It sounds like a woman who's fucking hungry. And
a woman
sounds
who like needs she's a sandwich?
Thinking, she's singing, but she's thinking about chicken fingers, and I hear it.
Well, you're an artist, so you probably connect with her on that level.
So my buddy just texted me and said, man, you should read the comments on this video. And I looked, and it's just like, it's Adele fans fucking pissed, man. It's Adele fans who think she's not boring.
Right. Or they just want to, they don't want you to fat shame her, I guess. I don't know. But
it's not fat, you liked her better, you're saying. Skinny shaming.
Yeah, skinny shaming. Right.
But it's not. I like bigger women. But
you need to write her a song called God Wants You to Eat a Burger.
Yeah, I wrote it, but we decided not to record it. But here's my thing is, here's the dirty secret about Adele. Every guy, his girl, wife, whatever, plays Adele, and they all listened. They all got to listen to it. Most of them pretend not to like it. And then we heard her new boring, shitty album, and we're like, you know what? All the old Adele that I was complaining about was actually pretty good compared to this slop.
Yeah, maybe so Rolling in the Deep wasn't so bad when you compare it to this.
But it is pretty. That's not bad compared to this.
That's a good song. I like Rolling in the Deep.
But I didn't realize I dug it until I heard how shitty she can be. And it's so fucking boring, too. And also, she put it out right before the holidays. We all had to drive home to see family, and everyone's wives were playing this fucking boring-ass record.
I would like if you could. I really enjoyed your take on the show Songland. Can you elaborate a little bit on that show?
Songland, I don't remember it.
Yeah, it's the show where you paired up with songwriters, and I heard you talk about it in detail somewhere. You forgot about that already?
I forgot about it. Hit me up.
It must have not meant that much to you. So there was a reality show on TV last year where singers would come in and they'd match them up with songwriters. Florida Georgia Line were on it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And they would pair them up with these people. And your take on it was that it was nice that they're allowing mentally challenged people a chance to meet songwriters. I thought it was a very interesting take.
I think I called the songwriters the mentally challenged.
Yes. People. Yes. It was fascinating to me.
I thought it was nice for mentally challenged people to meet aspiring singers.
Yeah, that's what it was. Sorry, I screwed up the quote a little bit, but that's
it's okay. But yeah, most of the people who write this pop country dog shit, I mean, they should be allowed to park in handicapped parking.
Would you be, I guess it's not even a real question, but if somehow one of your songs that were not as curse laden, let's say, if they made it to the top of the charts, would you say, like radio charts, that the world finally came around to you? Or maybe you wrote one song that was too poppy?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's going to be an issue. You know, like if God told me to fuck you, goes number one on the Billboard charts, we'll talk about it.
Right.
I guess when we get there, I'll deal with it. I guess that would mean that the world came around to me.
I guess.
I guess, would I be happy about that? I'd probably be sad for the world, but.
Fair enough. And now also, you technically retired in 2021, but this album is a return. Like, what was the catalyst that brought you back to country music?
Well, I'm the king of country music, as you know, and I started hearing some of these new country songs, and what they do is they flash that like the bat signal, but it's got the Wheeler Walker Jr. logo. Mm-hmm. They said, come back, help save this dog shit. These pussies singing this horrible shit. And I said, I got no choice. You know, people, you can't tour, you can't do shit. I'm sitting around doing nothing except beating pussy. Might as well just go make a record.
You can't argue with that logic, Ralph.
Yeah, I was just saying, you can't argue with that logic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I say it, it's not that complicated.
Are there songs that even Wheeler Walker Jr. felt, these are a little too much for my fans? I can't put this out.
Well, there's always a few where there's like the band or the producer goes, you sure about this one? But if it's, there's none that I've like, at the end of the day, I have final say, you know, mm-hmm. on what gets on the album. So, I mean, you've heard my songs. Can it go any harder? Not really.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
I'd love to know what too hard for Wheeler Walker Jr.
What would be too hard?
I mean, maybe hard is the wrong word, but too offensive. I mean, like, because also, by the way, I know there's the Cancel Wheeler campaign, but in this world, I'm sure that, like, you had a song, I think it was on the first record, called Which One of You Queers Is Gonna Suck My Dick, right? So that song probably can't be performed live now. Am I wrong to think that?
Says who?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just too sensitive.
I think he opens and closes with it, Ralph.
I close with that song. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you ever find out which one it's going to be in the audience? Well, or I'm saying,
but again, what's offensive about that song?
It's not the song. I think the word queer, you can't say anymore. Can you? I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to keep track. It's in the LGBTQ, right? So that is, I guess you can say it.
I think every group retires one word, and I think the one with an F and ends with a T is the one retired there.
Fart?
Fart is retired. You're going to get yourself goddamn cancel Ralph, everybody.
Ralph, be careful, dude.
Yeah, we're gonna get pulled off in the middle of a podcast.
I ain't cutting any of my songs. I'm doing everyone like it was written, you know. I'm still singing "Fuck You, Bitch." I'm still singing "Which One of You Queers Is Gonna Suck My Dick." I'm still singing "God Told Me to Fuck You." I'm doing them all. So
when you tour, not you guys, but to the audience. Do you have who opens for you on a Wheeler Walker Jr. tour? Is it another band?
Yeah, we're looking right now. We're looking for you guys want to open?
Well, James is a singer.
I also would love to just do 15 minutes of crowd work in front of you. I think it would work perfect.
Okay, cool. Hit up my people. We'll figure it out.
He just had an album that won number one comedy album last year. So he would be an interesting take to do that.
It's two number ones on iTunes. We could bill it as the number one iTunes tour.
Hit me up. We'll make it happen.
You goddamn right.
Was there ever a time, Wheeler Walker Jr., that you thought, oh, this is going to be the downfall of Wheeler Walker Jr., or it's never, you are beyond reproach, nothing's ever going to take down Wheeler Walker Jr.?
Nothing. I can't think of anything, but, you know, the downfall is going to be when I just get fucking sick of it. I mean, like I said, if I'd ever done something stupid like sign with the label or, you know, done a fucking mainstream radio interview or any of that. Once I start doing that bullshit, I'll call it a day. But right now I'm just keeping it independent, talking directly to my fans, doing it the way I want to do it. So when you do it how you do it, there's no, that shit don't happen, you know?
Right. So this will be Sex, Drugs, and Country Music will be the fourth full-length album from you, not including the Greatest Hits record that came out as well.
Yeah, but no one really got the joke with the Greatest Hits because I thought it'd be funny to put a Greatest Hits album full of songs that legally weren't allowed to be played on the radio.
Right.
I mean, they got streamed as shit done, but one of my goals is always having a Greatest Hits album, and no one can tell me what the fuck not to do. So I did it.
There was a band called Faith No More back in the day, and their third record, maybe their fourth record, was called Greatest Hits, but it was a new record. They just called the album Greatest Hits.
I fucking Faith No More rocks. I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
And album of the year, too.
And now maybe, you know what? I'm wrong. It's album of the year. It was another band that did it as Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah, no. Faith No More had an album called Album of the Year.
Album of the Year. That was
and
my mistake.
And all the reviews said Album of the Year.
Yeah, it's really funny. It was brilliant. It was like my idea of how to band. I would call it Free Drinks. It would work if you play.
And Faith No More's got, they came back together and they made a song, really good song, tune song, a really good song called Motherfucker.
That was one of the tours right before COVID that I was so fucking excited to go see Faith No More. And now I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I don't even know if that'll ever see the light of day. That was a great fucking shot to see them.
I saw them on that tour, but that was before.
They didn't make it East Coast. They got stopped before they made it over to the East Coast. I would have seen them. Obviously all your tour plans of 2020, if there was any, got changed. How much did you get more creative during this time? Did you write more music? What were you doing in the last 2 years?
Like I said, I was mainly eating pussy, but
your wife's or others?
My wife, man. You know, okay. when you're locked in, what else?
Apparently, based on your music, you're not sick of her pussy anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I got a good one. You know, we had a big tour that was gonna happen I was supposed to play the Wuhan Hard Rock, and that got canceled.
It's a good gig.
Immediately.
It is a good gig.
And then my Ukraine shows just got canceled, but now we're gonna do this big fucking tour. We're going back out. Are people gonna show up? I don't know, but we sold out the Ryman, so that's cool.
That's cool. I read also that Snoop Dogg, Killer Mike, and Bob Dylan are all fans. Have you ever met any of them, hung out with them, or no?
I kind of like to keep that stuff to myself, but I will tell you, I did meet Killer Mike and Bob Dylan, although I'm not supposed to say it, but a guy leaked it. Bob Dylan called me. And
did you answer, or he just called you?
No, when Bob Dylan calls you, it's not a phone call, but Bob Dylan phone call is an event. 10 people call you, be at near your phone this time. 10 different people go, hand off. He's ready. I'm just sitting on my fucking phone. And just, you know, he's like, he can barely talk, you know. I mean, I love the dude, but he just kind of kept it short. He's like, I dig what you're doing. I was like, okay. Took me 45 minutes to hear you say that. It was still cool, you know.
You spoke more to the other 10 people than you did to him when you finally got to him.
Yeah, they're just like, he'll be ready, and you know, when he's ready. I'm like, that's a long time to wait for a fucking compliment. But if I'm going to get one, why not from him?
Yeah. And so you said Killer Mike, but what about Snoop? You said two out of the three.
I have not met Snoop, but I saw a video of him singing Fuck You, Bitch.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, and he called me his N-word.
That's nice. You probably don't want to. That's one of the things you probably would never write a song about.
I would not, because I don't want to piss off Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But again, not all jokes aside, him loving that song was fucking awesome. And I
have
love,
there been
I
other
love
artists
Snoop.
That reached out to you that you were surprised about? Like, holy shit, this guy listens to me?
Yeah, but I feel it's because my music's so controversial and this weird, I don't give a fuck about me getting canceled. I just don't like really. Dylan got leaked. Killer Mike was on social media. Snoop was on social media. Anyone besides that, I kind of like to, you know, if they say it themselves, but obviously a lot of big artists.
I mean, that really has a Johnny Cash badassness to it, that you're so cancelable that even by admitting you're a fan of Wheeler Walker Jr. could be enough to bring you down. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and I take pride in that, you know.
That's pretty badass right now. So hit us with where the tour is going. What's the plan right now?
April 14th, a headline. My goal since I started was to headline the Rhyme, which is the mother church of country music. They always said I couldn't do it. Put the tickets on sale. It fucking sold out in a day. Where the tours go? I mean, we got a tour. I don't know you guys tour, but I never remember what it is. I think I remember Cleveland, Kansas City, like Arkansas. I just don't remember it, but you know.
Right. All the dates are at WheelerWalkerJr.com, obviously.
Thank you. I don't remember, you know, they put me in a fucking bus and I show up and play the show.
But are you, now that you're out of retirement and the new album's coming out, did it inspire you that you're already back to recording more music? Are you going to put out another record or?
Yeah, I'd like to have the new one out sooner than the last one. It took 4 years.
Right.
I'd like to have the new one out soon.
To follow up to SDC.
Mm.
Okay. And
then I'll come on SDR and talk about it.
Right. SDC comes out April 15th, which is right around the corner. That's the full release for the album. At this point, do you find it weird to even bother releasing albums? Like, there's no fucking tangible music stores anymore. Why not release singles? Why the album at this point?
I'm drinking water for that question. Okay. The answer is...
I didn't expect water from you, sir.
I didn't realize it was that powerful of a fucking question.
Well, I said water, but it's actually... it's vodka, but...
God bless you.
I didn't know if this was a family show.
I wanted moonshine from you.
You didn't know if the show entitled Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll is a family show or not?
Yeah, it's all
You never know.
We actually break down Disney movies.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that new one?
Encanto? Is that what it's called? Encanto? Am I right?
I think I was right. Talking about it.
I don't know anything about it other than the title. That's where I stopped.
I didn't even know the title. Question, I'm still old school. I like albums. So why would that? Because younger dipshits don't listen to music that way. I'm going to change my mind.
What about this? Have you ever considered putting out a cover song? I don't think you have.
No, I do a Waylon song live. He's got a song called Outlaw Shit that was obviously not one of his hits. But I'll do that live. But yeah, I don't think I do covers. I'm not going to do I mean, what would I cover, you know?
Maybe something completely out of country, like a Nickelback song, for instance.
No, I need Nickelback to cover me.
That's right.
That's true. Good point.
I mean, I would love to hear you do She Stopped Loving Him Today. I would love that one.
Oh, if I had the voice for it, I'd do that right now.
I thought you were going to say a Nickelback song. I'd love to hear you do I like your pants around your feet, whatever the fuck that song was.
Does anyone know?
Yeah, when I wrote that song, fuck Nickelback, I had to look up all their songs. So I didn't know much about them.
Could you,
goddamn,
by any chance,
they're worse than you remember, man. That shit's so
worse
fucking
than
bad.
You remember.
By any chance, do you remember any lines from the song that you could share with us right now?
I mean, I tried to block them out. It was embarrassingly, which is a strong word for them. It was just so fucking bad. It's not really. It was just, it looked like they just had a rhyme book and picked the first one.
No, not their songs, your song. Do you remember any lines from Fuck Nickelback that you wrote?
I didn't really spend that much time on it, honestly. I think it was like literally like, fuck Nickelback. I want my money back. I think the last song was, I think there was I had a big long end, a big grand ending called, that had the lyrics, let's build a wall on the Canadian border to keep out Chad Kroeger.
Beautiful. Right.
Beautiful.
Longfellow couldn't say it better
himself. I would say, though, if I'm playing devil's advocate, which I get what we're saying here, because, you know, it's easy to shit on them, but they did sell 10 million records, you know, so 10 million people at one point liked Nickelback.
See, that says more about those 10 million people than me.
Right. But it's funny when it becomes the band to shit on and nobody endorses them. When I don't know how many albums they sold. If you add all the albums they sold, it's probably like 50 or 60 million, maybe more.
Well, again, back to what you're saying, why don't they want to fucking have a hoot, you know?
Right. They really, that bothers me.
To use his word, but like, they probably got what, $100 million in the bank?
Yeah, that bothers me. That does bother me.
If you get in trouble, they don't take the money back. You got the money.
And they live in Canada. That money's even worth more.
Is Canada money worth more?
No, their money's worth more. So they make all this U.S. money. They go to Canada. Holy shit. That's like $250 million.
I wonder how many. Christ. Shannon, can you look up how many records Nickelback sold? I'm sure it's like 100 million records.
Actually, I'd kind of rather her not look it up because I'm going to get so depressed when I hear it.
Also, by the way, I don't know if this is true or not. Is it true that you are related to one of the guys from Scissor Sisters? Is that true?
Someone said that. No, that is not true. Shit gets up on fucking Wikipedia and all this shit.
I didn't see it anywhere else. It didn't feel like it was real, but I just wanted, you know, sometimes it's nice to get to the source of the issue and know that it's not true.
No, people, I get so many weird questions, you know. I'm the guy opening up for me at the Ryman's is named Joshua Ray Walker. Mm-hmm. And then someone said it was my brother. It's not. He's actually a New Country Artist, one of the non-shitty ones. He's really good. Check him out. Really, really fucking good. Someone put out the rumor that it was my brother. It is not, but he's really good.
Is there something you would like people to know about Wheeler Walker Jr. to dispel some rumor or to clear the air that's been going around forever? Like, we just got rid of the Scissor Sisters one.
I'd like to get rid of the rumor about my small dick.
Okay. How would you like to clarify that?
Partly because I started the rumor.
Okay. Is it now that you would like the new rumor to be that it's huge? It's average.
No, I'd like the new rumor to be that it's just regular.
Regular old dick.
Yeah. That was my nickname in high school, regular dick.
By the way, if I ever heard a title for a Wheeler Walker song, I got a regular old dick, I think it's a pretty catchy good. Title.
Yeah, well, the problem is because in my songs, it's always better to sing. You don't want to. I'm not like a braggadocious guy in my song. Actually, I take that back. I am. But it's always funnier to like, I got a song on my new album called Fuck That Guy, where I talk about how his dick's so much bigger than mine, blah, blah, blah. But I want to just nip in the bud. Mine's
average.
Slightly below average is about it.
It's adequate.
How many comparison cocks have you seen that you know that it's slightly below average?
I mean, every band I played with, I check them out. You know, I've checked about 300 dudes out.
If you can't go by porn, because porn guys by average are going to have bigger cocks. So I'm talking about
I ain't gonna do that. But
real
I'm saying,
world comparisons. So you're saying about 300?
Yeah, you should see the auditions for my band where they got
to,
you know.
Do they have to have smaller dicks than you to be in the band with you?
No, I just before you audition, I want to compare.
Okay, so you just pull it out. Is it hard or soft comparisons?
Soft.
Okay. Because that's what you're going to see most of the time.
Make a fair fight, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That seems really logical.
And because if you're showing up for an audition hard, I don't want you in the band.
That's true. But maybe they're just really excited to play with you. Why can't that be part of it?
Well, actually, I take it back. You're right. They show up soft. I don't want
them. See, I didn't know you'd be that malleable, Wheeler Walker Jr., that you would flip on a dime for that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but people think I got these like hard opinions. I could flip in 2 seconds. You hand me the right, give me the right check, I'll fucking flip.
All right, fair enough. So does that mean that for the right check, you would sign with a major label and say, forget everything you just said for the past 40 minutes?
God damn it. That would have to be, it'd have to be like literally a billion.
A billion? $1 billion. All right. That's a lot of money.
I'm saying if you want to throw out a number, I mean, there's no world I could ever imagine myself doing it. But if you want me to name a number, that's the thing is when they call, they go, you know, have you seen all this stuff about like people are buying catalogs and stuff?
Yeah, that's a big thing right now.
I own my masters. They called me up and they're like, you know, what do you want? Not, you know, and I say, I want a billion. I don't want to sell my music, but I'd sell it for a billion.
1 billion.
Click, you know.
I think I read Motley Crue sold it for like, I think it was 300 million. They sold their fucking catalog. Something crazy. Like it was some crazy number. Even if it was 50 million, whatever it was, they sold it for a shit ton of money. So that there's one, I forget the name of the company, but there's some company that's just buying masters from everybody.
That sounds overpriced to me, right? I mean, Motley Crue's good, but I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong on the number, but it was definitely.
How do you make your money back on that?
I think they're doing it with licensing, with Spotify, as you know, with anywhere that song is going to be. 150 million they sold it for, so that's a good chunk. That's crazy.
Well, I hope they get their money. Actually, I don't give a shit if the guy makes
it's some
money
corporation.
Back
who gives a fuck if they don't get their money back? Right? I mean, that goes. It's just crazy. I mean,
but it's good for those old guys to get their money to get paid.
One last one that I have to know. Have you decided? Oh, BMG's buying everything. That's fucking crazy. Have you ever thought, which is a world that I hate so much, but I'm just curious. I'm sure you've gotten approached a million times. Have you thought about putting out some sort of Wheeler Walker Jr. NFT?
I've been approached many times for that. Every time they approach me, I ask them to explain it to me, what it is. Every time they explain what it is, it doesn't make sense. I said, the first guy who can explain it to me where it makes sense, I will do it.
Okay, so put it out there.
And I say, next, and then I just next, next, next. And no one knows what the fuck it is. I go, I'm not here to rip off my fans selling them. Right. Basically, what they're, as far as I can tell, they're selling me, I'm going to be selling my fans imaginary dust. You know, you may as well just fuck your fans up the ass at that point.
Right, or do both. Why not?
Yeah. But when you explain NFT that makes sense to me, that sounds like it has some kind of value, I'll sell it. Because I don't know what the fuck it is.
I just feel that we are setting people up for misery 10 years from now when they own some fucking monkey with goggles that they spent $500,000 for and nobody wants to buy it. That's what's going
on. But every time I ask them, I go, what is it, something you can hold in your hand? Is it actually worth something? I'm like, nah, not really.
Well, it is. It's the equivalent of whether you own the original Mona Lisa or a print of the Mona Lisa. If to the average person looking at it in your home, they don't know the fucking difference. So,
but here's what they're saying: it's something on the internet, but it's not even a thing, right?
No, it's just there's a way to verify that this is the original online. So it's an online code that proves you own the original, right? But
I don't like buying guitars, shit I can hold, cars, things I can hold in my hand, you know?
Right. No, I get it.
I don't need imaginary fucking internet dust, you know?
I agree. I fucking hate it. We've been asked so many times to do that on the network, and I will not do it. I will not fucking do it. I feel it sounds, I won't mint a coin.
You know what's funny? It's just, so one of the guys told me, who approached me about doing NFT, he's like, you know, I'm going to warn you, it's really expensive to, you know, you'll make money, but it's a lot. You got to spend a lot to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I got to spend a lot of money to make.
I don't think that's true either.
Imaginary on the internet.
I think that person was lying to you. That's not true.
Well, I'm surrounded by liars, so I believe it.
All right, we got to do the first, Shannon. So let's do the first with Wheeler Walker Jr.
The first time ever I saw concert.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. For the rest of this episode, we'll say Sex, Drugs, and Country Show. We ask every single guest since the dawn of time their first experience with all three. We'll start with country, and we mean the first concert you ever went to on your own volition. Not one that you were dragged to, one you wanted to go to. Little Wheeler Walker Jr., old enough to go to a show. What was your first concert?
High school, Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
That is fucking cool. That's pretty fitting, I would say.
Yeah, and it was a great show, man. He was good.
Were you already deeply ensconced, good word for everybody, in the country music world at that point?
Well, I grew up in Kentucky. You don't really have a choice. It's all they got.
Right. I guess that's true. Fair enough. All right. Now, the first drug you ever did after pot, unless pot wasn't your first drug.
Meth.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was first that I've heard on the show.
Was it before weed? It was the first drug, or was it after weed?
It probably wouldn't have been that first night, probably like a week later.
A week later is still pretty amazing.
How old were you?
Like 11.
11. And
I'm from Kentucky. What?
Yeah. Did you love it?
Yeah, I mean, it's battery acid. What's not to like?
Right. And do you still dabble in the world of meth from time to time, or not so much anymore?
I'm trying to wean myself off it, you know. I mean, you know, for the big shows, I'll do it to get my energy
right,
up.
To take the energy right. Yeah,
but, you know, I carry some battery acid on the road in case I want to make a batch.
Right. That makes sense. I get it. I mean, it's very on brand with Wheeler Walker Jr. And the first time you had sex.
I grew up in kind of a farmish area, and so I don't know the name of the chicken, but you know the Larry Flynt story?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the Larry Flynt story.
That he lost his virginity to a chicken.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to get into the details. It kind of ruins my image, but.
I would argue, I think it helps the image. I'm old fashioned, but to me, that is really spectacular.
But I'm gonna call her Sue.
And how old were you?
I think it was around the meth time, 11.
11. Yeah. So two out of the three.
Now that looking back on, they probably were related, huh?
Out of the three happened at 11 years old.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. That's impressive.
It was the chicken and the meth that got me into Rainy Travis.
Oh, wow. Yeah, too bad. You know, no one ever did all three at the same time. You did two out of the three. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, it's an honor to be here.
Well, maybe he did bump some meth off a Randy Travis CD case.
That's possible.
No, that was close almost to a trifecta.
Close enough to a trifecta.
It's very possible. I don't remember. You don't. The thing about meth is it does fucks with your memories. I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine fucking a chicken also fucks with your memories. I could be wrong. But
well, you try to block it out later. When you learn about women, you try to forget about them.
How off or different would you say a chicken vagina and a female vagina is? Are they close enough?
Oh, my God. It's night and day, man. You don't know it at the time, but
yeah,
there's a reason.
Like a solid 15% difference?
I would say I'm going to go 80%. When you're with a woman, you go, man, I was missing out.
Right. You never once thought about going back to chickens.
Yeah. Once you go there, you do not go back to chickens.
Then not to harp on it, but did it take you a while? I don't know I assume you're not vegan. I don't think Wheeler Walker Jr. would be vegan.
I'm not vegan. To
eat chicken. Was it hard to eat chicken when you were a kid without getting sexually aroused because of the connection?
It's actually, I kind of enjoyed them even more, you know, because I kind of knew, I felt, you know, it's like you enjoy things more the more you research it.
I felt like
I knew chickens really well.
That makes a lot of sense. The more you think about it, it does make a lot of sense. Okay, so the new album, Sex, Drugs, and Country Music, comes out April 15th. The 2020 comeback tour will be starting off in April as well. All the dates are at WheelerWalkerJr.com and WheelerWalkerJr on all the socials. Is there anything else you'd like us to promote or plug before we continue this, before we wrap this up?
I would say go to cancelwheeler.com if you're a hater. So we're you know how you can pre-order an album?
Yeah.
We're letting fans pre-cancel me before you hear it because we know they ain't doing it often. They ain't going to listen to it. So just if you want to cancel, get first dibs on cancel me, go to cancelwheeler.com. Pre-canceling.
I've never heard of pre-canceling. That's like pre-come in a way. All right, James, your plugs.
The James Madden on Instagram. Also, thanks for coming out. A podcast about bombing. Me and Shuli Agar, formerly The Stern Show, interview comedians and talk about great bomb stories and being miserable on stage. Thanks for coming out. Podcast about bombing. And my album, The Check Spot, is out. It's streaming. It was voted album of the year by the Intero Bang. And the special, we're so close to the edit, finishing the edits. It should be out by the summer, and it's fucking cool.
I have a question, James.
Check spot, baby. Bam, 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 bam.
James, was there a bombing story that someone brought to the table that shocked you, like how bad it was? Was there an episode where
can I interrupt for a second? So yeah. Shuli's not with Stern. You do shit with him now?
Yeah, oh yeah. And he lives in Alabama, my friend.
Shuli lives in Alabama.
He's a neighbor.
Close to you. He goes to
I was just in Alabama. I didn't see him.
Yeah, well, you have to look a little closer.
You probably should have looked to your left and not just your right. That's fine.
Yeah.
But was there a story, James, that freaked you out or no?
What was the worst one? I mean, Zach Amico, big shocker, had so many wild ones. He bombed once in a club that had several rooms, and these ladies protested and wanted their money back.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they hated him so much. And they were older, church-going ladies. And they said, well, cool, we'll put you in this show. And don't worry, we got you. This is great. And the comic who's supposed to go next did not show. And they put Zach back up. And in the front row are these two ladies who got up and yelled at him and said he was going to hell and are now in the fucking front row seeing him minutes later. That's the reason they left and got put in the show.
I enjoy that very much.
Older black ladies, religious. And here's Zach, who looks like fucking an ECW wrestler talking about sucking dick and killing people. Wild shit. And it's,
I gotta check this dude out. And I check out your album too, man.
Please,
yeah, Zach Amico's great too. Yeah,
everyone's paying their bill.
All right, Shannon, your plugs, please.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, porn stars, reality TV stars, and they tell their own stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, and now, Wheeler, I'm going to ask you not to give any indication, but I am fascinated where this one's going to go. We ask everyone at the end of the show whether or not they believe in ghosts. Do not give an indication, please, until all votes are locked in. I'm going to go with yes. Shannon?
I think yes.
James?
Not only am I going yes, I think he might have fucked a ghost.
A chicken ghost? Wheeler,
no, but maybe that chicken came back to haunt him? Back for the roost, and then he's like, I'll fuck you again.
Wheeler Walker Jr.,
Well, you guys were all right. I recorded my new album at RCA Studio A, the same place Elvis recorded. I'm sitting on that line where Elvis sang. This is a historic studio. I ain't making it up. I felt like Elvis's ghost came up into my body, for especially the one very Elvisy song called Beaver Fever. I felt he was in there singing with me.
Not Bieber Fever, to be clear.
No, it's definitely not Bieber Fever.
Definitely not.
Just to be clear.
I got two songs about Bieber on the new record.
Fair enough.
Never enough.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday called Good Sugar, the Good Sugar Podcast. And our first location is opening up in June in New York City on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street.
Hold on, what is it?
It's a health food store. We do on health and wellness. And it's the founder of a very big chain in New York and I partnered up to do this one. And
I'd like to get healthier.
Yeah, well, then come to Good Sugar when we open up. And but
you got to open one up in Tennessee or
that's
Kentucky.
The problem. You got to come to New York for the first one. But anyway, it comes out every Monday, and we add a song every week to the playlist, the SCR Show Complex Playlist. We got to add Fucked by a Country Boy because it's just so damn catchy. Can you give me that hook again about the, what was it again?
Have you ever been fucked by a country boy, rammed by a redneck, spread by an inbred who's kind of got your daddy's voice? If you've never been licked by a hick with a hillbilly dick or got a rash on your snatch from some trailer trash, then girl, you need to get fucked by a country boy.
I mean, if there was never a better way to end a podcast, as you bring tears to James Madden's face, thank you so much, Wheeler. We'll see everybody next time.
You guys are cool, man. I appreciate it. Most of these interviews suck. That was fun.
Oh, good. It's nice to know that. All right. See you next time on the SCR Show. Peace.
See you guys. Bitch from New York City with them fake California titties. I know you waxed and vaxed, but have you ever been smashed to some old school Conway Twitty? You've been listening to the SDR Show.